All set.
All right. I will call us to order in our role as Grange District Trustees as we consider levies against Milford 32, Franklin 39, Cole, New Albany 9 and 48, Nevada 71, New Albany 75, Sherman 76, and Howard 102. You have the drainage sheets in front of us. Scott Wall, what do we need to know?
These are all districts that their funds are now in the red. So our balance is the levy. Districts have a deficit, a negative account balance. So I think it's pretty straightforward. I'll go over the last six districts first: Franklin 39, Cole, New Albany 9 and 48, Nevada 71, New Albany 75, Sherman 76, and Howard 102. They're all just, from work that Secretary Rose has been doing out there, they've used up the district funds. We just need to levy those districts and replenish those funds. Our general policy is to keep about $2,000 in the district fund after debts are paid, just looking at what repairs cost. We can get through a couple of repairs before we have to levy again. Larger districts such as New Albany 75 and Sherman 76, we keep a little more money in there for about $5,000 just because those districts' original value is $20,000. So looking at a percentage of the district value, and plus a larger district is going to need more repairs probably. So that's where we're going with those. Milford 32 is a little unique in that we did a major project 7 years ago, clean ditch clean out. Since that time, IRVM has been maintaining the only ditch, which is what we want to do, spraying for regrowth. They want some more money to spray for growth this season, about $4,000. The secondary roads has also done several repairs out there since the clean out on the tiles. There's tiles in that district as well. And they just did a $28,000 replacement project in the north end of the district that Darren's in here 6 or 7 weeks ago that we approved a bid, a little bit from a contractor there. So there are, I think, six people out there that are still making waiver payments that are going to build. That's the only neat thing is they're still paying, and now we're going to build this again. Hopefully he can move that going in. If you're paying long term, there's going to be other things that break as we go along. We're facing this with Marshall and...
Well, we didn't rebuild 100% of the district.
No, just the ditch, and there's lots of tile out there. And now we've got some new tiles. So it's really the same thing. We're just levying for a deficiency. It's just that there's people out there that still have payments from an older project that they're still making payments on.
It was needed, and I live in Jim Milford 32, and you guys were, that was a big nut to crack, and you needed it to do it. And I'm sure you had some conversations that were uncomfortable, but it's we stand in better days because of it.
Well, this is our first big drainage project open ditch project in years.
Yeah, it had been years since that had been addressed, and I think we're wise to come back because you can see the regrowth.
That happened at the same time that Warren 11 was going on that we did not go forward with.
Yeah. And the Milford project is actually what led us to bringing Tyler on board in his capacity as we started talking about how we were going to maintain these areas once we got them cleaned out. So
now this gets done, I drive by and look over there on this.
Lisa Markley has been begging me to do something with Milford 32.
Yeah.
It's time.
And this is another one of those that's large enough that you'd like to carry forward of $5,000.
Yes.
Ish.
Yes. Is that original assessment of $68,000? That's a big district.
Okay. And then for our information, Grant 5, which we're at the beginning of figuring out, and Richland 20.
So Richland 20 is just starting out with their payment schedule. So all the money that they're in debt right now is covered by the waiver payments. We just have to get down the road and watch that decrease. They're having a lot of work done out there, but anticipate at some point we'll probably have to levy them for...
Similar to what we're doing in Milford.
With that railroad under... That other railroad crossing that they've got going just south of Fernal.
Mm-hmm.
And then Grant 5 is going to be reclassified if we go forward, so we don't want to levy without a reclassification.
Okay. Comments from any of you three, Darren, Joe, Tyler?
Just respect to Milford 32. We've been on that the minute they were done. It's an every year maintenance. There's so many trees in that 2 miles of area.
Yes.
They were on us.
Yeah.
But 4.3.
Or 4.3. All right.
So the brush,
the stem density was huge, and so there's a lot of reed sprouts. We've been on there, you know, when the project finished up, and we out of a lot of the open ditches, that in particular, we get probably the most calls on to get back to keep the brush down. So we've been out there, I think, 3 times. And we just got to keep it up. We want to go every other year. We're there every year for this. So that's why we're asking a little bit of money for maintenance.
No, I see it every day. This is a worthy and a supportable request.
Questions? Morris, any questions?
None.
Okay. Scott, do we need to deal with them one at a time, or can we take them in one fell swoop?
I think you can take them in one fell swoop, just as recommended.
One of the two, you guys make a motion.
I would move approval of the Drainage District levy schedule as presented today.
I would second.
Any further conversation? Chee.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Passes. Any other business for us before 9:30?
Probably nothing that would be on the record. We can talk a little bit about 4 and 11 after we adjourn.
Okay. So I take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, what about Warren?